T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Welcome back here to 560 WQAM, and welcome to the 3 o'clock hour. Greg Likens here alongside Channing Crowder. I'm filling in for Hawk today as he's on vacation. Alex Solana on the other side of the glass as we continue on here. Man, Channing, we did yesterday's show 4 hours of Miami Heat basketball talk. And while we were on the air, the news broke that we have the finalization of a 4-team trade that lands Jimmy Butler in Miami. Of course, Hassan Whiteside headed out of town, so is Josh Richardson. And the guy who's been covering all of this, of course, is Ira Winderman, who does a great job covering the Miami Heat for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. All guests appear on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Shop over 1,500 Toyotas indoors in one of America's largest showrooms at Toyota of Hollywood on 441 between Hollywood and Sheridan. Ira joining us from Sacramento, the site of the Summer League. Ira, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm doing good now, but the fact that the Heat's game starts tonight at 11 o'clock Eastern time, I don't know how good I'll be doing later.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Ira, now, okay, Solana's telling me we got to play something for you before we go any further.
Got to play Ira's song. He loves it.
Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman, from the Sun Sentinel. Ira Winderman, Ira Winderman, he covers the NBA. Join in, Ira.
I know you're tired, Ira, but I know that song gets you going.
No, but what people don't realize is that was live from Japan, and that Hoffman has been annoying people now for almost over a week now with that everywhere he travels. That's the real story.
Oh, man, the sigh at the end, that's what makes it, right, with Ira?
Oh, Ira didn't know about the song, so that was genuine.
That sort of came blind, but I think when Hawk tried to do the sing-along on the flight to Tokyo, I think that's where you might have lost a few followers.
Hey, Ira, so yeah, Hawk leaves town. We got all this activity going on with the Miami Heat. Now that it's official, what are your takeaways from this 4-team trade that has landed Jimmy Butler in Miami?
Number one, that Jimmy Butler did one of the rarest things in sports, left more of a contender and more money on the table to get where he wanted to go. And God bless him, because there's plenty of people in work situations who do exactly that, who take a little less, who maybe don't go to the biggest company because they just want to be somewhere. That's my number one takeaway. My number two takeaway was the Eric Spoelstra-Hassan Whiteside dynamic had run its course, and it would have been incredibly uncomfortable to go through another full season of that, knowing that Hassan was on an expiring contract and that he wasn't going to be a long-term member of the Heat anyway. So as I've been saying on the station, I didn't mean it condescendingly, I've thought all along Hassan Whiteside for anything would be a good trade.
Ira, and we talked to you, you know, me and Hawk talked to a number of people, and everybody was telling us the 2020, 2021, 2022 season, like the Heat are waiting. What accelerated the process of rebuilding this team?
I think, number one, that a player like Jimmy Butler, who is a free agent, looked at a team with no cap space and said, yeah, but I want to go there, so make it happen. So, again, the Heat did something that usually you have to have salary cap space to do. So give credit to Pat Riley, to Andy Ellisberg, to all the Heat capologists, you know, and accountants there. That's what changed at number one. And I think what changed at number two also was a little bit of a thought of, why wait with an expiring contract of Hassan Whiteside or even Goran Dragic? That if you could move things up, do that as well. So, again, you could have sat on Hassan for a year. He knew he was gone. The Heat knew he was gone. You could sit, and that's why I don't think they will, on Goran Dragic for a year, or you can recognize there's no long-term future here anyway. I expect part three of this to be some type of Goran Dragic move.
Ira Winderman covers the Miami Heat for the South Florida Sun Sentinel. Ira, what surprised you more? As we're looking at all this, and you've already touched on these two topics, but what surprised you more, that Jimmy Butler committed to come to the Heat or that Miami had the ability to get rid of Whiteside?
I think Jimmy Butler for this reason. You can always get rid of something for someone else's bad money. And so, I mean, Portland, I've been reading the clips today in the Portland Oregonian and NBC Sports Portland, and they're crowing about this trade. We got rid of two non-rotation components, and we got possibly a starting center for as long as Joseph Nurkic is out. So they're celebrating it. So it just shows you, every team that thinks it has bad money, that can't go anywhere, that it's as bad as it gets, there's another team out there sitting with players going, well, how do we get rid of these guys? Every team has those kind of players. So the Heat traded one of those kind of players for two of those kind of players.
And Ira, the only thing that upsets me a little bit is getting rid of Jay Rich. Was that a mistake?
That's the one I'm sitting on here and still thinking, a younger Jimmy Butler type going out for far less money with far more longevity. And that just comes down to this, Channing. And it is the hardest thing to do in sports, projecting someone 3 or 4 years out, whether you'll get the same player or something better or something less. What the Heat did is they tried to encapsulate that in 1 year. And honestly, guys, a half a year. They gave Josh Richardson the ball the first half of last season and said, be a go-to guy. And he wasn't a go-to guy. And yet, did they give up too early on that when it was Dwayne Wade or bust over the second half of the season? I still have trepidations that Josh Richardson may turn into more than the Miami Heat anticipate.
Ira, with all that being said, as we are evaluating this Butler trade, I think it's obvious that the team and the roster has been upgraded. There's been this infusion of energy and excitement among the fan base. So overall, it's been a terrific first couple of days of free agency. But do you have any doubts or skepticism surrounding Jimmy Butler as the star they're building around moving forward?
Well, first of all, does Solana have to break in right here?
I was watching
right
the
on cue, Ira.
Greg, we got to play music when they score.
Oh, we do?
Yeah, we play music when they score.
Oh, no. Go! Guess what? It's Kristen Press.
Kristen Press.
Who's filling in for Megan Rapinoe today. Scores the goal, of all people.
On the best defender in the history of time?
According to England, yes.
That's what they told me.
Golazo.
Oh, a header. Beautiful cross. A header by Kristen Press. Ira, right on time. You seem to have good luck. This is every game in this tournament, they've scored 12 minutes or less into the game.
And the first game I was on when they played, what was it, Thailand, and they scored like 19 goals. We talked 9 words of basketball and nothing but goals and sound effects.
It was true. I was a good luck charm.
You
I'm
are.
Good luck charm. I'm the guy. So apparently, even though Donald Trump set the starting lineup and no Megan Rapinoe, apparently it works out well anyway.
Ira, you must have your red, white, and blue on. You are a good luck charm there.
You know what? Matter of fact, you know what? I'm going to turn it around to you guys, honestly. It's a serious question here. Of all the U.S. national teams, I'm talking the dream team in basketball, the U.S. hockey team, take whatever sport you want. Isn't there something about this women's soccer, the national women's soccer team? It just seems to be more unifying than I believe any other U.S. national team, Olympics, World Cup, or anything like that. The men have been so divisive in bringing players over who are U.S. nationals born in other places. It seems to me this is sort of the U.S. team that everyone, men, women, you know, and everyone sort of rallies around.
You feel that way, Channing? Is this a team that you feel like everybody's rallying? Because, like, you know, Ira, I think in the moment when you think of the Olympics, then if there is a Michael Phelps or somebody that has really taken everything by storm, everybody gets involved.
I'm talking team sports.
Team sports,
I agree,
okay.
Individually, but I'm saying something that's a true team. Look, the dream team is a bunch of NBA gazillionaires. So, you know, it's not like it used to be the college kids and having their moments. I just think for U.S. team sports, I think this is something remarkable that we get to see every 4 years.
Oh, you're right. Because
I agree.
Mia Hamm, Wambach, I know names, and I don't even like soccer, but I know more women's names than I do men names, so I'm right there with you, Ira.
I'm with you, Ira. It's certainly it's resounding every 4 years, even during the Olympics when the Team USA plays, the women, and they become stars, and we know who they are. And much more so than the men. And so, yeah, I would agree with that. And they take full advantage, and they have been a model of consistency and success. So that certainly has helped their cause as well.
And I'm still scared of Hope Solo, but that's another story for another day.
We're all scared of Hope Solo, Ira. I saw her at FAU one day. I went the other way. But, Ira, you hit on it. You said something about it earlier. So it is a fact that Jimmy Butler took $50 million less to come to Miami.
Yes, yeah, and that's just obvious because he could have gotten that fifth year. He could have gotten a $180 million contract. He winds up maybe a little more. He winds up with about $142. Not that it's chump change. Again, all the money for all these deals, home team or not, really comes in the extra year your own team can give you. So it comes down to a player betting on himself that he'll still be in the league 5 years from now. Jimmy Butler right now is 29. We've seen a bunch of 34-year-old players get reasonable money. So that certainly is possible also. So Jimmy Butler bet on Jimmy Butler.
Team USA, good luck charm. Ira Windeman joining us here on 560 WQAM. Of course, covers the Miami Heat for the South Florida Sun Sentinel out in Sacramento, covering the Summer League. We'll talk Summer League in just a minute. But, Ira, you mentioned you think Dragic will be traded. Do you think that this is going to happen in the offseason, or this could be a move that's made prior to next year's trade deadline?
Well, guys, I think it kind of has to happen by noon on Saturday because the Heat are hard cap with Jimmy Butler signing. They cannot sign Jimmy Butler when they're over the hard cap limit of $138.9 million team payroll. If they don't, if Goran is not traded or another personnel move's not made, they have to use the stretch provision. I'm not going to get too into detail accounting-wise on Ryan Anderson and add, you know, the equivalent of what you guys deal with, dead money of $5 million on their cap for the following two seasons after this. That's something they want to try to avoid. You don't want to have money sitting there when you're also using cap space. So I think it's really important that they try to do something by Saturday's end of the moratorium, which is noon Eastern time.
And Ira, we heard all the jokes. We saw the memes and the different people on Twitter yesterday talking about how Pat Riley inceptioned Jimmy Butler by sending Wade to Chicago so Dwayne Wade and Jimmy Butler can, you know, get close and Wade could talk him into 5 years later coming to Miami. Did Dwayne Wade have anything to do with Jimmy Butler signing with the Heat?
Oh yeah, he did. Because, you know what, and Dwayne never went there. They still were fellow Marquette products. They spoke all the time. Dwayne, for as much as an ugly as it got in 2016 with the contract, always has respected what the Heat culture does organizationally in the long run. So I don't think Dwayne had to go to the Bulls. I don't think that made that much of a difference. What made a difference is two friends spoke about where some of the best places to play. If you're a worker, if you're a guy who has expectations of teammates, what happened in Chicago under Fred Hoiberg with Dwayne and Jimmy Butler is they expected more from teammates, and the Bulls, they felt, didn't push the teammates in a proper culture. Channing, you know, there are so many different cultures in locker rooms, whether it's with the Patriots, with the Steelers, with some of the bad Dolphins teams. Certain players love a lax style because life is easier. And you know, Channing, they're those SOBs who almost rat out their teammates when they're not doing their lifting, when they're not doing their conditioning work. That's who Jimmy is. Jimmy wants to work, but he wants to make darn sure that every other guy in the locker room is putting in that work as well.
Yeah, I think he'll hold everybody accountable, just like you're referencing, Ira, and that's something that fits just in line with what Pat Riley and Eric Spoelstra want from whoever's going to be leading the team on the court. Ira, with that being said, I think, you know, Heat fans can't get enough, right? So now they see all these possibilities that we didn't think were realistic coming to fruition. Yeah, I know you've written about this for one of your Ask Iras, but is the idea of Bradley Beal also joining this team a realistic possibility?
It is a possibility, but it comes at a cost of taking on John Wall's contract for three more years that starts at about $36 million and goes to $40 million plus, a guy coming off a knee issue, a guy coming off a torn Achilles. So it comes down to this. Are you willing to take the dead money, which it might be, of John Wall in order to get Bradley Beal? Now, on one hand, the Heat have worked around dead money before. When Chris Bosh had his blood clots, they still stayed highly competitive, including within one game of the East Finals in 2016. On the other hand, it's really hard when a quarter of your salary cap is on the bench not playing to be competitive, but that's the kind of deal with the devil you have to make. And the reason that Washington would do it is this. They don't have a GM right now. They have the opportunity to get rid of all the salary on their books, bring in a new general manager, sort of like the Knicks did with Sean Marks in Brooklyn, and say, okay, build your team in your mold. There's nothing pre-existing to get in the way. So, yeah, I do think, although what they say publicly, I do think that Washington would at least consider such a possibility.
Yeah, very intriguing, but you're right. Nothing's perfect when it comes to making these deals. All right, Ira, mentioned you're in Sacramento. The Summer League started last night, and everybody is all excited in Heat Nation Ooh. About the debut of Tyler Hero. How encouraged are you by what you witnessed last night?
Look, in this league, if you can make threes, you're ahead of the game. He can make threes. So what the Heat did is they said, shoot him up and chuck him up as much as you want, but show us something else. And the something else that Tyler Hero showed yesterday was, it's really interesting, the Heat put him in a ball-handling role. Because you know what? If they're going to trade Goran Dragic, and if they're going to play Justice Winslow as their starting point guard, there's no one else on this roster right now who is a point guard. Doesn't mean you can't add a guy at a cheap, low number, you know, the DJ Augustine, Jameer Nelson, you know, guys who come up annually. But he also showed that he could handle. That's what the Heat do is they know what you can do, and they say, look, Summer League is not meaningless. We have at least 8 games. Let's think out of the box and explore the possibilities.
And Ira, Jimmy Butler goes by Jimmy Buckets, but we know Tyler Hero goes by Buckets as well. Who has to drop the name? Because I'm going with Tyler Hero. He can keep it.
Yeah, I'm going with the Bucket Brothers.
Oh!
And I don't have to worry about it because there's no racial connotations because, you know, you have – well, it just worked out that way. Let's put it that way. So I think that's the way we're going.
I like that, the Bucket Brothers.
Yeah.
I mean, Solana tried to dub Duncan Robinson and Tyler Hero off the top of the show as the new Splash Brothers of the East. But Bucket Brothers, if we include Jimmy Butler, that's got something that can really – we can brand that, right?
We got action.
Or else we can go Bucket Cubed and put Duncan in there also. So, and you know what? All kidding aside, guys, you know this is a league of shooting. We saw the finals with the Raptors when they loaded up on threes. We've seen the Warriors for years. That's what you need. So I think the Heat finally, after giving limited time to guys like Wayne Ellington and Ruh-roh, is there England music?
I don't know if we have any England music.
None. There's no England music.
We ignore their goals.
All right. Well, in your view, it's 1-0 U.S., but for everyone else listening out there, it's a 1-1 tie about 18:50 into the first half.
Yeah, and Ellen White, 6 goals in 5 matches. She is now your golden boot leader for those keeping track as well for England. So there you go. Are we going to break her game down too? Can we add her to the bucket? No.
Golden boot.
Yeah.
Don't worry about that crap.
Hey, Ira, we always appreciate your time. And I always enjoy talking to you. It doesn't matter what day part we're in, but we encourage everybody to follow you on Twitter, at Ira Heatbeat, of course. Read your work in the South Florida Sun Sentinel. And yeah, maybe we may have to have you on, like, once a segment, Ira, just because that means that a U.S. goal will occur. I don't know if that works with your schedule.
I'll give you the updates. And for those still listening, I'll continue the soccer conversation over on soccer.com. Thank you, fellas.
All right, thanks, Ira. There he is, Ira Winterman, joining the show here on 560 WQAM.
Ira haven't slept in about 3 days.
No, I mean,
he's going at it.
Him, all the NBA writers, you felt like in the build-up to free agency, yeah, we had a lot of reports and rumors and rumblings, but don't you get the feeling that, if possible, they all tried to hibernate for a couple of days and just absolutely stock up on sleep and, like, kind of store that into their bodies? And then, yeah, these 3 days, it's just been nonstop. Like, because even – I know that normally when you have free agency in the league, you're beginning at midnight on July 1st. Everybody's up all night. But it was on steroids on Sunday because it started at 6. You got to be keeping track of everything. He's got to write stuff all the time. And then it went well into the night.
It made it better for us because we could see 4 or 5 hours before we went to sleep at 10, 11, or 12.
Right.
But that Ira days doesn't end. Those top guys, their day doesn't end. Like, they have to write through the night. I said, listen to Ira yesterday, and he was on us or 7-9, I think 6 times yesterday. And he kept saying, like, hey, man, if anybody got a little extra sleep, send it to me because, man, I slept in 3 days.
No, he has not.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.